What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, before I start this article, let me say to you, happy holidays. Hopefully you guys are being safe, you know, keeping your head on the swivel, but enjoying yourself. Ho, 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 motherfuckers. Now, let's get into this article that was sent to me by Jay White and was published on the 23rd of December. Florida man shoots ex-girlfriend 15 times after she didn't text him back. Believe you me, gentlemen, there's definitely a lot more to this than just her not texting him back. The Melbourne Police Department said Carlos Jones II, 23, was arrested for the deletion of his ex-girlfriend, 23-year-old Shadayla Johnson. Johnson's father told police that his daughter was headed to work on Tuesday, December 20th, at around 7:46 a.m. Once she left their home on Colbert Circle, he heard a series of gunshots, causing him to look out the window. That's when he saw Jones peering from behind Johnson's car. Her father said he went outside to investigate and saw his daughter lying face down on the ground, surrounded by a pool of blood in front of her car. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Police were called and paramedics rushed Johnson to Holmes Regional Medical Center, where she could not be resuscitated and died from her injuries. Police said at around 11 a.m., Jones walked into the Palm Bay Police Department to turn himself in. The Melbourne Police Department was immediately notified. According to investigators, Johnson and Jones were in a relationship for about 5 months and had reportedly lived together until their breakup 2 weeks before the shooting. Ah, gentlemen, do not cohabitate, especially, sounds like this guy might have been a pookie or a ray-ray or a homosexual. Now, let me go ahead and reserve the right to say maybe that was a 50-50 chance. Jones told detectives that he was angry because Johnson wasn't picking up his calls or text messages. He knew her work schedule and where she lived. So Jones confronted Johnson when she left her home. The conversation grew heated. Johnson then turned away from Jones to go back inside her house. That's when Jones pointed his handgun at Johnson and shot her 15 times in the back as she was walking away. Damn. I must say, that is definitely a coward move to shoot somebody in the back. But, hey, it is what it is. In his interview with police, Jones said if he had the chance to do it again, he would have killed Johnson and her father. He also told police the location of his gun and other evidence he threw out. Police said Jones was arrested and charged with first-degree premeditated termination with a firearm and use of a firearm in the commission of a felony. He is being held without bond. Well, well, well. Here we are yet again. They're both 23. Why did they decide to try to live together? Hey, questions that we won't get a proper answer to. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down outside of her home. I'm going to be generous and give that a 10. Method of execution. He used a burner, the old Gat. Psychological impact. I'm going to give this one a 15 because her father had to see her lying in a pool of her own blood. And for the brutality factor, the fact that he shot her 15 times, I got to give this score a 15. So Carlos Overkill Jones gets a score of 45. Gentlemen, we have definitely entered an era of outright sheer insanity. People have lost it. And like I put out in my earlier video, more men are no longer restraining themselves. Now, let's take a step back. Why are more men finally losing it? I'm just going to throw a little bit of a conspiracy theory out there. So work with me. A lot of men raised by single mothers. All right. Combine that with Charlie 19 and the lockdowns. A lot of people lost their minds during that, being cooped up in the house, not being able to socialize with people. All right. Then on top of that, you throw in the pokey pokes and the boosters. I'm just saying, just my opinion. A lot of people, as a result of that mixture, have lost their minds. Hey, it's just my personal conspiracy theory, but let me know what you guys think. Maybe I'm onto something, or maybe I'm just crazy myself. But you know what? Sometimes I am a little crazy, but I'm willing to admit it. But all in all, 2023 is definitely going to be a very, very interesting year. People are no longer going to be restraining themselves. For whatever reason, more and more people are going to be acting out. Ironic, isn't it? Now, there was a woman who went down to Mississippi who ended up, you know, taking a Walmart woman hostage, and she ended up getting deleted by the police. That's going to lead to a very interesting thought of mine. So I'm going to go into that one at another time. But all in all, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world, understand this clearly. The power, social, law enforcement, parental, the simps, the white knights, everything that you women think that you have at your disposal to quote unquote protect you will go out feminism and believing in all of that stuff will go out right along with it. Why? Because in every case of HMT, it came down to a man and a woman he was in a relationship with having an argument, having a fight, it escalating, and then guess what? The man decides at that point he's had enough, he's been pushed beyond his line, and he acts out. He no longer cares about the consequences of his actions. At that point in time, you become the bane of his life. And he says, you know what? At bare minimum, I'm willing to go into the cage, but I'm going to put your ass in a box. And in some cases, he decides, you know what? Not only am I going to delete you, I'm going to delete me. So guess what? I'm going to bring a friend. It is what it is. Oh, and ladies, don't be so comfortable in arguing with somebody that you would literally turn your back on them after you argue with them, like this idiot woman did. But the warnings will go unheeded. So, hey, whatever happens, happens. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.